We're talking today with Mary Monroe Brown of Trails 2000. They're a Durango-based organization that does work and advocacy for local trails. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Mark. I appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit more about the background of Trails 2000 and how it came to be.
As we were talking about, that little note on a napkin story is actually true.
Is it?
Yes. There were three developers in town who happened to really enjoy the trails and mountain bike and hike and used the trails and realized, you know, Durango was really growing. And this was about 26 years ago. And they said, we need to figure out what to do to make sure some of this land is put aside and that we have trail access in town. And so they got together and formed Trails 2000 and hired a lawyer. And they were at Old Timers and ran it by a few people there. And then they ran it by the BLM director at the time, who said, you know, you should form an independent organization, mm-hmm. a 501c3 that can work with all the land managers. And it really, in hindsight, was so wise, because Durango is surrounded by 60% of public lands. So we interact with the Forest Service, the BLM, the city, the county, and private landowners to create what is a network. And when you're on a trail, say in Horse Gulch, you very easily can start on city open space, go to private property, go back to city open space, go to a county easement that we secured, and go to finish at the BLM land. So you don't really know what necessarily is the ownership, but it creates a network that's connected.
One of the services you offer is the trail conditions portion of your website, which we also report on Friday on the KSUT Trails Report. How do you get that information? Do you use trail reporters?
You know, it used to be a public bulletin board, but unfortunately those are, you know, ripe for spam. And so we had to take it down. And what we do is we rely on, as you kind of coined them, which I like the term, is trail reporters. Mm-hmm. So people call up and say, hey, I was here and this is what's going on, whether they were walking their dog or whatever they might be doing, and then they provide that information for us.
With the caveat that some of the information might be a little out of date, maybe because someone hasn't been, one of your reporters hasn't been up on that trail lately. Is that a possibility?
If we don't have exact information, we'll write that in the notes, mm-hmm. and we also on the page put the date that it was most recently updated. And then some of it is historical knowledge. We know after a heavy rain like we're having right now in these last 2 days, we know Horse Gulch Road in the meadow, given the soil conditions, it's going to be sticky and muddy.
Sure.
There are things we just know from the history of being on the trails, and then other is specific data that we receive from the trail reporters.
And of course, this time of year, we're talking on a very rainy day here, so conditions change rapidly. So mm-hmm. someone may see trail conditions that were valid for a few dry days ago, mm-hmm. and things have changed, of course.
Right, exactly. So, you know, in the monsoon season, people can assume the in-town trails are dry, and you know the trail conditions report is not updated as regularly in the summer because generally all the trails are in good shape.
Sure.
It's really in spring when we're removing down trees, we're letting people know what's going on. At this time of year, we're in a shoulder season where there's mud and then there's snow, but we're not quite in the season where they're covered with snow.
Right.
Where you can really go fat biking or, snowshoeing. We're not quite there yet. And then in addition, we'll have some seasonal wildlife closures coming up. And so this is an important time for people to understand, okay, where can I go? What are the conditions like? And where can't I go?
And of course, we're getting to that time of year very much so now with this latest storm. High elevation trails are, of course, closing down for the season, and lower elevation trails are starting to be where it's at. But that could change, of course, with weather, too. So it becomes kind of a seasonal thing where early in the spring, high elevation trails are still off limits. But as we transition into summer, they open up for us. And so I was noticing on the trail conditions reports that you were offering to us back in the spring. It was so interesting to watch trails that were impassable just 3 weeks later. Perfectly dry and clear.
Perfectly dry. And that happens actually during the spring. And even this time of year now, we'll get some sunshine in a couple of days. And it doesn't take long for the trails to dry out because it is so dry here.
Sure.
But as I mentioned earlier, it depends on the soil condition of the trail that some dry out sooner than others. And of course, the north face slopes are wetter than others. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily so much that trails are shutting down even in the high country, because we're seeing people enjoy the trails year-round. And so now what we publish as winter approaches is a winter trail conditions report. And so we'll have Nordic skiing updates, where you can go fat biking, where you can go snowshoeing. And so we'll look at the trail network a little bit differently coming up here in a couple of weeks. And we'll take down the regular trail conditions report and put up a winter report.
Part of Trails 2000's work is on trail restoration. And you usually have on your website what the latest project is going to be or has been. Mm-hmm. How do you choose which trails are deserving of work? And then how do you organize around that choice?
Sure. We have, in the beginning of the year, we actually have a whiteboard of projects we're going to do based on our agreements with land managers and feedback from the community. What we see out on the trails, we develop basically this whiteboard list of construction and maintenance projects. Mm-hmm. And as we do that, then that's obviously just, you know, this live, living document of, okay, you know, we saw there was heavy rains and we know this trail got washed out and we're going to have to go out there and install more water features or drainage features. The newer trails that we've built, say over the last decade or so, we've built them with a newer style of trail construction. Large grade reversals, ways for the water to really sheet off the trail and not just come into the trail and spew down, you know, and rut the trail out. And some of the older historic trails aren't necessarily built that way. And so the maintenance projects allow us to go in to add more life to the trail and get the water off the trail. So it's a better trail experience.
We're talking with Mary Monroe Brown of the Durango-based organization Trails 2000 today on KSUT. Tell us a little bit more about the program Trail Kids that seeks to educate kids on trails and land stewardship.
We started that program in 2008, and we worked with some teachers and did a pilot program at Escalante Middle School. And since then, it's grown tremendously. And what we really believe is you need to be out on the trail, out on the lands, to really have some type of feeling of responsibility for it. And we're finding that in teaching the kids through curriculum and then through trail work, how these trails came to be and some history about it, we're nurturing our future land stewards, and we're really seeing it. I'll see some of these kids in town, whether they're from a school or from the Devo Mountain Bike Program, and they know what trail they are on. They remember what trail they worked on, and they have a connection to the trail, and I think that's really important.
Now, I'm sure the Trail Kids program reaches a lot of fairly typical Durango kids that are already kind of outdoorsy to begin with just because of their parents. But I'm wondering if you're reaching maybe the more non-traditional kids who don't have a little bit of an interest in the outdoors until you get to them. They're maybe keyed more toward 10 hours of playing video games inside.
We hope so. And, you know, the way to do that is through the schools, where we can go out into the schools and say, here is a program, and get the schools to come out. So we have a Trails 2000 mini grant program, mm-hmm. which provides some funding. So a school actually just utilized it, where they use that funding to promote the trail work. And then that paid for the transportation, where they can get the kids to the trail work site.
Mary, thanks so much for coming out today to talk to us.
Thank you, Mark. It was my pleasure. Happy trails.
Mary Monroe Brown is with the Durango-based organization Trails 2000. They do restoration, advocacy, and trail information for trails around the Durango area. She's looking for more trail reporters. If you're interested, you can email her at info@trails2000.org. And you can hear the weekly Trails Report from KSUT and Trails 2000. It airs Friday mornings at 7:30. I'm Mark Dugan for KSUT.